Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are we too busy looking for red flags in people rather than seeking out the green ones? Tanya Sweeney is writing about this in the Irish Independent. She's with us on the show. Tanya, just explain what you mean, first of all, by the red and green flags.
Sure. Well, you know, there's obviously a lot of dating chat, isn't there? And a red flag, essentially, is something that when you're on a date and a person says something, you know, kind of a little bit iffy, and it's a portent of something more sort of, you know, harmful or dysfunctional or something like that, that's called a red flag. So it's basically, you know, your brain telling you to kind of cool the jets, slow down, have a think about what's going on here, you know. And conversely, then, a green flag is something that a person does in which they show their true, very positive character, you know. And that's sort of a, yep, Godspeed, go at it. This is obviously, you know, this is a great person. So off you pop. That's it, simply.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like, when I try to think of examples of this, 4 or 5 years ago, somebody who maybe talks, you know, I don't even mean in a potential relationship setting. I mean, even just in a friendship setting as well. But I suppose Examples that I think of, somebody who maybe talks about, you know, whether or not they're going to get the COVID vaccine, or, you know, straight away, oh, he's anti-vax, she's anti-vax, mm-hmm. or, you know, or somebody who's talking about housing, migration, Ireland's full, like these kind of, like, you can see these as being potential things that are discussed in the WhatsApp group after.
Absolutely. I mean, I will caveat by saying people are allowed to have whatever ideological, you know, sentiments they want.
Absolutely.
You know? But I, you know, and again, if they don't chime with me, that is, like you say, a very much a red flag. Because,
but you can see in today's world how somebody would, you know, would like, I can see how somebody now would, like, they're probably the kind of things that if somebody are looking for a, you know, to mark off the Xbox or stroke the box.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, here's a reason now, column, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, in my column, I was like, I'm not a racist, but, you know, I mean, that's a real kind of, for me, a red flag, obviously. And, you know, I suppose there's sort of issues that people will have their own kind of very strong feelings on, whether that's pro-life, anti-vaccine, immigration. You know, there's so many kind of things that people can disagree on in this world, you know. And yeah, I mean, if you're going on a date and somebody says, so, I mean, my personal red flag is always when someone starts talking about their ex and you're like, I'm a stranger and you're moaning, you know, and it's sometimes about the mother of their child who is, you know, on and single-handedly raising that child on their own without much input. But yeah, crazy, you know. And I mean, I always found this when I was dating, that, you know, men who call women crazy, incidentally, what they mean is, this woman called me out once and I couldn't really handle it. She was too much for me, ergo crazy, you know. So I always found that kind of very telling. To me, that's a real red flag. Yeah. Those kind of, because, you know, at the same time as well, when people are on dates, they're putting their best foot forward, you know. They're sort of like a job interview.
Well, that's them at their best, Tanya.
Well, this is exactly it. They're putting their, you know, they're putting their, what they presume to be their best selves.
Yeah, the mask is on.
Well, exactly. The mask slips sometimes, you know, and when, you know, you start to kind of find the red flags, you know, fairly soon. And another one for me is, I just remembered now, a guy who just talks about himself all night. And I remember going on a date with a guy like this, and I was like, God, you're a great storyteller. And then second date, he did exactly the same. And I was like, this is, you know, if I don't, you know, play my cards right, I'll be 50 years listening to this. You know what I mean? So, so, you know, that was a bit of a red flag. It's not necessarily a you know, a massive character flaw, you know, but I remember thinking, oh God, no, this isn't necessary.
Yeah, but it is, like, when I read your article a little earlier, it did strike me, though, that we often are too quick to stick to our guns on those red flags, and rather than say, oh, look, maybe they're questioning X, Y, or Z, or their views on A, B, and C, but there were one or two green flags in there that maybe I just don't see them raised as high.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is another thing as well, pink flags, which is something that might
be like
a red flag. So that's something that reads as a red flag in a date situation. But then once you sort of interrogate that person about that stance or about their thing, and you sort of maybe understand where they're coming from, or, you know, you get the kind of emotional, we'll say, reasoning behind what they've just said, it sort of softens up, we'll say. So That is what's known as a pink flag. But I think why I wrote this article was, I was like, you know what? We're so quick to talk, like you say, so quick to talk about the red flags in dating. And let's just, you know, give pause here for a second and talk about the green flags, which are, when you see them flying in the distance, let me tell you, it's a really, you know, brilliant thing, you know, to be on a date with somebody and realise that they're really good people or that you're really compatible, you know?
I'm just curious as to what people think about this, because I imagine it's the kind of thing you nearly don't stop to think about this until it's flagged with you.
Absolutely, yeah. And I do know this from when you go on dates, you know, and the green flags, like I say, they're so rarely talked about. Everyone is so dating quite defensively, you know, and I think we need to sort of move that focus out of the you know, how perilous and awful dating can be, because it can actually be such a positive thing, you know, and an edifying thing and a fun thing, you know. And when you see somebody who, you know, is a great person, you know, it's a lovely thing. And I've started to see a lot more kind of chat online on social media about, you know, green flag people and green flag dates, you know. So if you are out there and you're dating, it's genuinely not all bad. You know, there are some green flags to be found.
Tanya Sweeney, thanks a million, as always, for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks.
Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is with me. Is the red, pink, green flag prevalent in your generation?
Yeah, I suppose it is. It's like, I'm 26 now, just recently, and like, you see on dating apps, like the likes of Hinge, they kind of allow you to have prompts. So like, what's your red flag? And you can fill that in and other people on the dating app can see that. So I think a lot of people use that prompt and they use the opportunity to be like, this is what I don't like, or this is my green flag.
Would you read that? And
I generally kind of not steer clear of red flags. Like, two reasons to be happy here on a Wednesday. I'm a generally positive person.
Yeah,
I kind of see the world in a glass, kind of two thirds full, like that little bit more than half. And I kind of try to look for the good in everything. Like, just someone who's, I don't know, a bit of crack, is able to do a bit of slagging back with you.
But if somebody hit something up in this red flag section on their Hinge profile that you didn't like the sound of, would that be enough to swipe left?
Probably, yeah. Like, if it was something that
so
I didn't
it is
agree
a factor
with.
Then.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is,
like,
yeah.
I kind of just like, look, I'm not going to get into that. Like, I don't want to be like, because once you go down the rabbit hole, you're kind
of
too far.
Out of the box, can't
but
put it
like,
back.
It's, I asked my Instagram before I came in here just to see kind of my age group.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like constantly talking about money, kind of stuff like that. Nice, being nice to waiters and staff was a big green flag. If they're nice to the staff, because a lot of, like, I know everyone has often worked in that industry. But a lot of my age group could be still working in it.
Yeah.
And if they
good
see
sign.
Them treating like others like that, they get kind of a nick.
Angela's on the line. Angela, do you focus on the red or the green flags?
I would focus on the green flags. Yeah, it's the positive side of a person. Now, if they had red flags, I'd kind of, if I was on a date and they come up, they said something that was a red flag, I'd kind of question, like, not going to say, like, hey, why do you think like that? Because I think differently. I think, I like the other caller just said, I'm a glass half full.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do concentrate on the green flags, like, if they're nice to the staff, the waiting staff, or, like, even the simple things, if they held the door open for you when you're going in somewhere, like,
you get a green tick.
Simple. Yeah, you go, geez, that's a nice person. I, like, if I was going on a date, I always pay half. But it's nice if they offer to pay the full. I think that's a nice person. Like, there is a nice person in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, they may have one or two red flags, but you kind of would, after a second or two, I'd delve into it and see, well, is the green flags outweigh the red flags?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mark Fennell, life coach, sorry to cut across you, Angela, is with us here too on the line. Like, is it about, if we're somebody that tends to focus more on the negative, Mark, can you rewire your brain to try and focus more on the green stuff?
Well, if you don't, you'll be forced to in time. And I tell you why this is important. The red flags will define whether the relationship will begin and the success of a relationship, but the green flags define the depth. And if you're not looking for them at the start, you might miss something that was important to you. Now, green flags can be, yes, of course, how they treat waiters and how they treat their mother and how they treat other people is relevant. But the real green flags are the ones where you're telling a story, they lean in, they ask for more questions about that story, they have a genuine interest. When they show empathy, or they show, that's a sign of self-awareness, these are the things that will define the depth of the relationship. So red flags are like, is it a yes or a no? Will it work? Will it won't? But the green flags will always define the depth. And they are important to look for initially, I believe, because what we've seen over time is that the red flags are obvious at the start, but the green ones are the ones we go, you know what, I wish they were more empathetic. Why have I never seen that? Well, you probably were never looking for it, in fairness. So we should tune into the green ones as well as the red ones, to be fair, if the relationship is getting serious and there's no major red flags initially. The real thing about green flags is that these are the things that we deem important. So what I always say to people, look, we know what the red flags are. We could list them off in a heartbeat.
Well, they'll usually jump out at you instantly.
They do. And it's obvious. But what are the green flags? Do you want someone who listens, show interest in you? Do you want someone who's vulnerable with you? They're prepared to talk about themselves and what they're not good at as well as what they're good at. You know, those are the things that are really important in a relationship, because when someone who's vulnerable, empathetic, shows interest, is self-aware, all of those things are really good flags for a good person. So they're green flags you want to get, because if you get that, marriage material.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, Cathal.
Oh, it sounds very simple like that, but yeah, I don't know. There's certain green flags now that personally I would look for. Like
what?
Isn't tight, doesn't have their communion money, like isn't what? Tight with money, like some Christ. Lads. Like if
it
there's
is
any
the biggest red
eligible
flag.
Bachelors out there now.
Yeah.
Like I like a bit of a...
He's flush.
A culchi, yeah. No, not another. A culchi maybe. Drinks a pint of milk with his dinner. Oh, is nice to his mother.
That's a red flag. If ever there was a red flag, that's it.
Washes his hair with shower gel. Just doesn't rough around the edges. Not
really?
Too perfect now.
Yeah, so there you go.
What is it? 1800.
1800-453-106 is the number. Cathal O'Sullivan, as always, thanks a million. Mark, if people are trying to make an effort to be a little bit more positive towards the end of the year, there's the SOAR, the motivational day is happening, isn't it?
That's right, November 17th, and it's in the Royal Marine. It's called SOAR. And yeah, if you want to level up life and know how to deal with people and should we say find life and make it a bit easier for yourself, definitely check it out. markfennell.ie for more information
you'll
on
get,
that.
You'll get, you learn how to flag, well, not flag, you learn how to find, I should say, the green flags. Mark Fennell, as always, thanks a million. Cathal O'Sullivan, Tanya Sweeney, Angela as well for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.